Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Mas Sheni Daf Lamed Hey, and we are starting about the fifth line with the words of Yeshu ben Levi Omar, and the source daf it's a little bit into Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we learned in the Mishnah that technically Maaser Sheni could be appraised in one of two ways: either the regular price we'd pay for it in the store, or how much the storekeeper himself pays for this produce when he's stocking his shelves. And obviously the latter is cheaper because he's going to pay less than he charges. And the Tana Mishnah had said that one can go with the lower price when redeeming his Maaser Sheni. So we have a different opinion. Reb Shmuel Levi Omar ain't pointed Maaser Sheni el b'shaviyav. That's proper girsa. We're only able to be pointed Maaser Sheni based off of its true value that it's sold for in the store. Another din of Amar Pchizkia zeshu machalal. When a person is being machal his Maaser Sheni onto money, lo yeh machal chatzi pruta. He should not be machal it onto a half a pruta. Meaning, if he only has half a pruta's worth of Maaser Sheni, don't be machal that half a pruta onto a full pruta. Shloyeh kemachal al asimain. So it shouldn't be like he's being machal on an asimain, which is a blank coin which doesn't have the imprint of regular coin. It's shaped like a regular coin, but it doesn't have the image, so it's not really usable. And we know one's not allowed to be mechal on an asimain, and that's what it's like when somebody's being mechal only a half a pruta's worth of Maaser Sheni onto a full pruta's coin. Ella, rather, says Reb Chizkia, ad shava pruta, he has to wait till he has an entire pruta's worth of Maaser Sheni, and then he can mechal it onto a full pruta. And we go to the Mishnah, part of Maaser Sheni, kshar zol v'chulu, and here we have a psak about this. Omrav Im, Rav Imi says, kama zimnin ali kumi Reb Yechon Reb Shim ben Lakish, that's the proper girsa. How many times I was in front of Reb Yechon Reb Shim Lakish, v'inun Amri, and they said, "Poik ve'ishlim kahadein tanya, go and pay," meaning go and redeem your Maaser Sheni, like this teaching, and this is a brisa. Paid in Maaser Sheni b'shas hazoil v'loy b'shas hayoker. One could be paid in the Maaser Sheni based off of the shas zoil and not based off of the shas yoker. And we're going to see later on in the Gemara what this means, because if you pay attention, this is a different lashon in the Mishnah. The Mishnah uses the word shar hazoil, and here we're using shas hazoil. So this is a slightly different understanding. And furthermore, they said, "Kamos shachenvini lekech v'loy kamos shumaycher." You could be paid that based off of how much the chenvini buys his produce for and not how much he sells it for, which is again the lower price. And also when you're transferring your smaller coins onto those of larger denominations, like you could do that at the rate that the money changer charges for a sella, which is also considered the cheaper value. But now Laman Hamabe is on top of the Gemara asks, Ad Kedain Davram Ruba, Haya Davram Muat. Up until now we understand we're talking about where he has a lot of produce that he's transferring onto money, or he has a lot of small coins that he's transferring onto one larger coin. And it makes sense that he can use the cheaper value that the Chenvini or the Chani uses, because that's what they do. The Chenvini, when he's stocking his shelves, he buys a lot of produce. And the money changer, when he's exchanging a large coin for smaller ones, he only exchanges very large coins, meaning they have high denominations, not medium-sized coins. So what about if this person only has a davar remuot? He only has a small amount. Is he able to use this cheaper value? And the Gemara answers, afil kain, even so, k'mash ha-chenvini lekech, v'lekmash shumaycher, k'mash ha-shulchani pyret, v'lekmash shumetzarif. Even so, he's able to go based off of the cheaper value. And we had said in the Mishnah, esher dom v'yiduin v'chulu. This was a description of how a person evaluates how much his Maaser Sheni is worth. If this is something that everybody knows the price, he can even just go over to one person and that fellow would tell him, your stuff is worth X amount, and then he could be paid it. So now we have a few stories. Rav Nachman Ryakov Michvi Chaisel Nagra. Rav Nachman Ryakov would show a basket of dates to a craftsman, Umafar Kalpume, and he would redeem them based off of whatever price the craftsman gave him. And Rav Yanai Michvi Ruva Chitin Lechatunya. Rav Yanai showed a measure of wheat to somebody who grinds wheat, and he would redeem based off whatever value he was told. However, now we have something different, and pay attention to the girsa change. Rav Chilkia Chavi Peirin Lagrusa, Rav Chilkia showed produce to somebody who grinds beans, and Amar Le Beshavyehan. The fellow told him the actual value that they were, and not the cheaper value. As we had just concluded in the previous Gemara, one can redeem based off of the cheaper value that the Chenvini buys for, not which he sells. And over here, this Grusa, this fellow who grinds beans, told him the more expensive value. So also like Amar Rav Simon, Rav Chilkia came to Rav Simon, and Amar Le, he told him, Ain Pai De Maaser Sheni Al Pi HaShaitin. We don't redeem Maaser Sheni based off of fools. This guy obviously doesn't know the halacha, so you shouldn't pay attention to him. And a very similar story, Rav Pinchas Chavi Perin Legrusa. Rav Pinchas, he showed produce to his Grusa fellow, Amar Levi Shavyeyan, and the fellow told him their actual value. Amar Levi, so he told him, Hachin Amar Rav Chilkia B'Shem Rav Simon. This is Rav Chilkia said in the name of Rav Simon, Ain Paidin Maaser Sheni Al Pi HaShaitin. Wouldn't redeem Maaser Sheni based off of fools. We don't know what the halacha is. Continue on discussing how do we pay the Maaser Sheni for a very cheap price. Amar Rav Shammai, Rav Shammai says, how little are you able to redeem your Maaser Sheni for? Kama Bar Nash Bay B'Tahara Tahara B'Tkufas Tamuz. The man a person pays for produce during Tkufas Tamuz, meaning during the summer, Basar Balone, after the Meicher, the seller of produce, comes out of the bathhouse and he's very tired, Masl Gazurye, and he's tying his belt around his waist. So at that point in time, he's already done for the day. He wants to get out. At that point in time, a customer comes and starts bargaining with him. He's going to agree to a very low price, and who might say Pritin Mfarkine, the customer could just take out money right away, count it to him, and redeem it, meaning he just buys his produce at a very cheap price, because again, the Meicher just wants to get out of there for the day. And at that really cheap rate that one is able to redeem their Maaser Sheni. And in Rabbi Yirmiyah, he gives a similar idea of a very cheap rate that one could redeem their Maaser Sheni for. Kama bar nosh, boy bar rufta bapasi ramsha, like a person will come to buy vegetables on Erev Shabbos as it's getting dark, minashaya kolon, from women who are braiding their hair. So again, they also just want to sell them quickly. Umaver alein, umesu pritim farkine. Here also, he just pay them very little money and take the vegetables, and it's at that rate he could redeem his Maaser Sheni. And similarly, Amar Rav Yudan bar Gadya, Rav Yaakov bar Bun, menichan olav acheich maishu, he would let the vegetables sit until their leaves started rotting and getting ruined, lamed vavol maf on top, upaydai son, Maaser Shabbos miyad, and he'd redeem them Maaser Shabbos right away. And over here, it's even cheaper, because not only did the vegetables sit and they got slightly dried out or ruined because the leaves went bad, also we're talking about Maaser Shabbos, where the price is even lower than Erev Shabbos. Oh, sorry about this. Rav Mana havalei mashach va'achsei la'akai. Rav Mana had oil and he brought it down to Akai. And normally Rav Chibarada told him, in ahu mishcha de base maka kayom, is some of that oil that you used to have in base maka still around? Do you have it? Well, if it's so, right now is the opportune time to redeem it. Delay tov shisa money, because it's not even worth a sixth of its original value. The price of oil is so low, so you should redeem it now. Now going to explain the last part of Mishnah where we had said, v'es she'ein dama v'chulu, this is talking about something that does not have a set value. For example, wine, which started spoiling, or vegetables went bad, they don't have a set market value. So Mishnah said, we have to have three people evaluating what it's worth. And Rabbi Yechon says, one could be paid the Maaser Sheni based off of three buyers, meaning we don't have to bring it to a Bezdin to have them evaluate what it's worth. We could just have three people that usually go to stores and buy produce. Even single people like that could evaluate how much this is worth. And afil echon mehen guy, afil echon mehen bal, even if one of them is a guy, and even if one of them is the owner of the produce itself. Now Rabbi Yechon presented the following, shneim gayim loy, shneim baalim loy. Two of the three are gayim, or two of the three are owners of this produce, then they are not allowed to be part of the evaluation. And that also means, echod gay ve'echod baal loy, that if one of the three people is a guy, and another one of the three people is the owner, that also is not okay. Because if two of them are gayim, it's not okay, or two of the owners, it's not okay. So obviously a guy and an owner together as well are not allowed to be two out of three people. And therefore, let's dadin isamris. It must be who said, let's dadin. The hainu, if we have three people, one of them is allowed to be a guy, or one of them is allowed to be the owner himself, but it's not allowed to be both the owner and the guy and one other person. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.